Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 78.
The House will come to order. Members are taking their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The sergeant at arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. Members and visitors in the gallery will please remain standing for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Lord, as we gather today to do the work you have called us to do, open our eyes to the needs of those whom we represent. Grant us vision that we might prepare today for the needs of those to come. Inspire us to do our work and to make all of our decisions with the same love and consideration that you have shown to us. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us to turn to you with confidence of expectation. For you are the great I Am, the Alpha and the Omega. With the free will you have granted us, we now really free that you guide us in our deliberations, that we might do only that which is in the best interest of our charges. May our efforts be pleasing to you, Almighty Lord. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Brendan Jones, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for June 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Brendan Jones moves that the journal for June 14th be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Committee reports, clerk will read.
Representatives Hanick and Rockford. Local Government Committee Report, Senate Bill 145, Winston-Salem, Real Property Conveyances, Favorable and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 169, Modify Kinston-Lenoir County TDA Membership, Favorable and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 260, Morrisville, TDA, Monroe, Remote Meeting Changes, Favorable and Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 659, Guilford Rockingham Funds Extension, Favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 192, City of Hickory Planning Commission, Favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 194, Re-Stagger Terms, Alderman, North Topsail Beach, favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today. Members, the chair plans to withdraw Senate Bill 323 from the 36B calendar, and without objection, we'll calendar for today. Member serving as our honorary page today is Micah Rumbo, the granddaughter of Assistant Sergeant at Arms Ray Cook. Will you please stand so we can recognize you? Members, upon motion of Representative Willis of Union County, the chair is pleased to extend the courtesies of the gallery to Hong Chen, Carol Liu, Xio Ming, Jasmine Liu, Matthew Liu, Edward Ding, Frank Ding, Brian Dong, Lillian Dong, and Reese Tao. Will you all please stand so we can recognize you? Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 116, House Committee Substitute 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to withdraw from all federal pandemic unemployment compensation agreement to eliminate the add-back for business expenses deducted to the extent of payment result in forgiveness of a covered loan under the Federal CARES Act for the 2020-2021 taxable years to appropriate to the Department of Health and Human Services the sum of $250 million from the Child Care and Development Block Grant under the American Rescue Plan Act and to exclude unemployment compensation from the state taxable income to the same extent as federal law as requested conferees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Edwards Chair, Senators Rabin, Johnson, McInnes, and DeVere on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by the honorable body that the end of differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Holland.
Noted, the chair appoints the following conferees to Senate Bill 116, Representative Sane, Chair, Representative Johnson, Representative Bradford, Representative Pickett, and Representative Ray. Senate will be so notified. Clerk will continue.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Bill 654, House Committee Substitute Number 2, 5th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to provide relief for public schools in response to the coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic and request conferees. The President Pro Tem appoints Senator Ballard, Chair, Senators Lee, Davis, and Jackson on the part of the Senate to confer with the like committee appointed by your honorable body to the end that the differences arising may be resolved. Respectfully, Sarah Hall.
Noted, chair appoints the following conferees to Senate Bill 654, Representative Elmore, Chair, Representative Torbett, Representative Sane, Representative Brockman. Senate will be so notified. Ratifications of bills and resolutions, clerk will read.
The enroller clerk reports the following bills duly ratified for presentation to the governor. Senate Bill 722, an act to require the elections of local government with one or more offices for elections of 2021 where the candidate for that office is elected by district shall be delayed until 2022 to require local governments with delayed 2021 elections to review and revise those electoral districts following the release of the 2020 U.S. Census data, to provide that the regular municipal elections of the City of Raleigh shall be held in even-numbered years, and to allow resolutions restricting county electoral districts to become effective upon adoption for the 2022 elections. House Bill 20, an act to expand the type of development connections of water supply lined funded by the Clean Water and Natural Gas Critical Needs Bond Act of 1998. House Bill 130, an act to authorize the addition of the East Coast Greenway to Central and Eastern North Carolina to the state park system. House Bill 139, an act to act license soil scientists to the on-site wastewater contractors and inspector certification board.
Chapter bills be noted. Calendar, House Bill 659. The clerk will read.
Representatives Faircloth, Hardister, and Carter, House Bill 659, a bill to be entitled an act to extend the time for spending certain water and sewage infrastructure funds. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
The gentleman from Guilford, Representative Faircloth, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a short bill, but it's very, very important to the people that are involved with it. The three communities, Summerfield, Stokesdale, and Oak Ridge in northern Guilford County, had a grant a couple of years ago to improve their water situation, both drinking water and water flowing off. And they, because of the COVID and other delays, they haven't been able to carry through with the plan. This simply gives them an additional year, moving it up from June 30th, 2022 to June 30th, 2023, to either spend or encumber the funds they were provided. Please support this bill.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of House Bill 659 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, none in the negative. House Bill 659, having passed its second reading without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina acts.
Question before the House is the passage of House Bill 659 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 659, having passed its third reading, will be sent to the Senate. Senate Bill 192, the clerk will read.
Senators Proctor and Daniels, Senate Bill 192, a bill to be entitled the City of Hickory Planning Commission, the General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Catawba, Representative Adams, is recognized to debate the bill.
In simplest terms, what City of Hickory would like to do is dissolve the previous Planning Commission, reducing the number from 12 to 9 members, having a real challenge getting a quorum these days. If you have any questions, be glad to answer them.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 192 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 192 having passed its second reading without objection. For what purpose, gentlemen? Senate Bill 192 having passed its second reading without objection will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 192 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 192 having passed its second and third readings will be ordered and rolled. Senate Bill 194, clerk will read.
Senator Lazara, Senate Bill 194, bill to be entitled an act to retain the staggered terms for members serving on the Board of Aldermen in the town of North Topsail Beach. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
General from Onslow, Representative Shepard, is recognized to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill, Senate Bill 194 is one that was requested by the Board of Aldermen in North Topsail Beach, requesting they keep their staggered terms. They're in full support of this, and I'd appreciate your green vote today on this bill. Thank you.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 194 on its second reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 194, having passed its second reading without objection, will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 194 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 194, having passed its third reading, will be returned to the Senate. Senate Bill 323, the clerk will read.
Senators Newton, Alexander, Ballard, and Bergen, Senate Bill 323, a bill to be entitled Joint Municipal Power Agencies Investments, General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Franklin, Representative Winslow, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is the same bill as House Bill 257. It passed the Finance and Energy in the House with unanimous votes. No opposition. It allows the Treasurer to reinvest the Catawba Decommissioning Fund and the Swain County Settlement Fund into an account with better returns. I'm available for questions.
Further discussion or debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 323 on its second reading. All those in favor will vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 102 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative. Senate Bill 323 having passed its second reading will be read a third time.
General Senator Nocline, and next.
Question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 323 on its third reading. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and Senate Bill 323 having passed its third reading will be returned to the Senate. Notices and announcements. For what purpose, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For announcement.
Gentleman's recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus tomorrow at 2:30. Please check your email for room location. Thank you.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, arise.
For an announcement.
Gentleman's recognized for announcement.
Members of the House Committee on Agriculture will meet Thursday morning at 9:30 a.m. and 6:43. We've changed the meetings to accommodate the funeral for Representative Reeves' mother, and we'll be meeting at 9:30 a.m. Thursday morning and 6:43. Discussion only, again, on the Farm Act.
What purpose is the gentleman from Union, Representative Brody, arise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm going to be one day early, but on Thursday morning we have a meeting of the local government land development, but the change of time is instead of at 11, it'll be at 10 o'clock, and so I ask you to watch the notices. Thank you.
What purpose is the gentleman from Polk, Representative Johnson, arise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House IT Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., room 421. Thank you.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to...
Just one minute, Representative Jones. Gentlemen, you don't need to turn your light on for that one. For what purpose is the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kibler, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
Gentlemen's recognized for announcement.
Freedom Caucus will meet tomorrow in room 415 at 12 noon, and one of you guys is buying pizza. I don't know which one yet.
What purpose is the lady from Wake, Representative Perea, rise?
For a point of personal privilege.
Ladies recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Members, this past weekend, one of my constituents, Andrew Copabianco, a Holly Springs resident and graduate of Holly Springs High School, Go Hawks, and an accomplished diver out of Indiana University, qualified to represent the United States as a member of the U.S. Olympic dive team in Tokyo. So I wanted to extend my congratulations to Andrew, his mom and dad, Mike and Darlene, and his brothers. We will be cheering you on from back home. Thank you.
For what purposes, the gentleman from Iredell, Representative McNeely, arise?
A point of personal privilege.
The gentleman's recognized for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Speaker. This past Saturday, 90 years ago from that day, in June the 12th, 1931, my mother, Nancy McNeely, was born, and we celebrated her 90th birthday this past Saturday. And she's been the best mother I've ever had, by far. Also, last but not least, I'd like to do a little shout-out to my boys at NC State for going and playing in the College World Series. Go Pack!
For what purpose is the lady from Wilson, Representative Cooper Suggs, rise?
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered, and the lady is recognized to speak to the statement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today, I have submitted a representative statement to remember and celebrate the life of Mrs. Maddie Bynum Jordan Jones, who passed away on June 6th at the ripe age of 95. She has been affectionately called Maddie B, or Sister Maddie. She was a devoted wife, mother, friend, church member, and community activist in Wilson County. She was one of my greatest supporters and a great inspiration, also my traveling companion. I admired her commitment to her community, that she spoke out in the face of injustice, and use truth as a compass for change. Sister Maddie was a life member of the NAACP. She worked tirelessly with the Democratic Party, serving as part of the managers even in 2016, almost at the age of 90. She was a part of the Democratic Women of Wilson County, and she received the Star Award. She served on the board of directors for the Oliver Nestis Freeman Roundhouse, the Wilson Sheriff's Department, and the Wilson County Police Department. That's just a few of the things that she did. She also served on the Wilson Human Relations Board and the American Legion Auxiliaries to bring positive change to Wilson. People say that she truly was a classy lady, and she was one who, whether right or wrong, she'd always tell you the truth. I hope that we can all keep her memory alive through our continued commitment to her work and her service to Wilson County. Thank you.
For what purpose is the lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley Rice?
For an announcement, please.
Ladies recognized.
Thank you. Tomorrow morning, we will finally have our first joint mental health caucus meeting. It will be at 7:30 a.m. We finally got a time that the Senate and House people can meet. So at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, Dr. Benjamin Gilmer from Asheville will be here sharing with us, and please be prompt. And we cannot have breakfast in there, but we will have a goodie bag for you when you leave. Thank you.
For what purpose is the lady from Forsyth, Representative Terry Rice?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
So ordered, and the lady's recognized to speak to the representative statement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I rise to speak about a classmate of mine from elementary school. Togo Dennis West, Jr. was my classmate in elementary school, and he really had large feet. I always had to pass by his desk and trip with all of the stuff that I carried. But tragically, in May of 2020, he died after having served this nation as the Secretary of the U.S. Army and in many other capacities. Togo was the valedictorian of his high school class. He went on, he was an Eagle Scout. He went on to work as a clerkship for the judge, Harold Tyler of the U.S. District Court of the Southern District of New York. He just did lots of stuff, and he, upon recognition by President Clinton, he became the Secretary of the Army. He worked for the Navy. He was an absolute fabulous friend. He came back to our hometown of Winston-Salem always because he served as on the board of directors of Krispy Kreme Donut. I think about him every time somebody brings some donuts around here because he would always fly in, and when he was had an opportunity, we would meet. Somebody would get him at the airport, and he was just a wonderful human being. I would love to be able to say that he was a dear friend as well as a wonderful servant, a public servant for the military in all of the capacities with which he served. And therefore, I commend you to the his memory, because he tragically retired and went on a cruise and had a massive heart attack in 2018, and he passed away. He left a wonderful wife, Gail, and two wonderful daughters. So, and he was a dear friend. And he's a wonderful North Carolina native son who served ably throughout his entire career, from Eagle Scout all the way to the Secretary of the United States Army. Thank you.
For what purpose is the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Lucas Rice?
Inquiry of the chair. The
gentleman's recognized for an inquiry of the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wonder if there is any insight as to the schedule for tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah. And I thank the gentleman for his question. So the chair anticipates having session at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and in large part that's so that members who want to attend Representative Reeves' mother's funeral will be able to go to that. So begin session at 4 tomorrow. You've heard the notices announcements in here today, so there will be some committees meeting tomorrow. Chair can also say that at some point tomorrow, rules will meet as well, and Chair anticipates the bills that are heard in rules tomorrow to be in large part the bills that we hear on the floor tomorrow. As of right now, the Chair anticipates having votes on Thursday. That is the last word the Chair heard from the Speaker, so the Chair will leave it at that. Further notices or announcements? Members, actually, one more order of business before we adjourn. Committee reports, Clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Setzer, Zoker, Kidwell, and Ray. Finance Committee report. House Bill 477, temporary event venues, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 693, common carrier ABC permit, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Senate Bill 74, Town of Chapel Hill, Charter Investments, favorable and re-referred to local government.
Re-referred to local government.
House Bill 624, North Carolina Regulatory Sandbox Act, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, we're going to be adjourning in memory today of two individuals who are connected to the General Assembly, Representative Faircloth's wife and Representative Pickett's father. So Chair would ask that the gallery remain quiet as the motion is made. And if there are no further notices and announcements, the gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 16th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Linda Faircloth, wife of Representative Faircloth, and Philip Ray Pickett, Sr., father of Representative Pickett.
Representative Jones, seconded by Representative Dixon, moves that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, June 16th at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, and in memory of Linda Faircloth, wife of Representative Faircloth, and Philip Ray Pickett, Sr., father of Representative Pickett. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House is adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, Senate Bill 367, short title UNC Self-Liquidating Capital Projects. The bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Education Universities. Serial referrals to the Committee on Finance and Rules are added. Senate Bill 474, septage management amendments. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, recommitted to the Committee on Local Government Land Use, and a serial referral to the Committee on Rules is added. And Senate Bill 448, amendments to Schedule 6 of the CSA. That bill is withdrawn from the calendar 36B, recommitted to the calendar, recommitted to the Committee on Rules, and then that bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules and recalendered 36B. Reading of a representative statement, Clerk will read.
A representative statement honoring Togo Dennis West Jr. Whereas Togo Dennis West Jr. was born on June 21st, 1942 in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to Togo West Sr. and Evelyn Carter West, both of whom were educators for the local public school system. And whereas Togo graduated valedictorian from Winston-Salem's Atkin High School in 1959 and attended Howard University in Washington, D.C., earning a Bachelor of Science degree in engineering in 1965. He worked briefly as an electrical engineer and returned to Howard University to attend law school, receiving a Juris Doctorate degree in 1968. While at law school, he served as managing editor of the law, Howard Law Journal, and graduated cum laude in first in his class. And whereas after completing clerkship with Judge Harold R. Taylor, Jr. of the U.S. District Court from the Southern District of New York. Tobler was commissioned as second lieutenant in the U.S. Army, where he served as a field artillery officer from 1965 to 1968. He served in the Army Judge Advocate General Corps from 1969 to 1973, attaining the rank of captain. Tobler also served 4 years as the staff of Assistant Secretary of the Army, Manpower and Reserve Affairs in recognition of his military service. He received the Legion of Merit and Meritorious Service Medal. And whereas Togo served as Associate Deputy Attorney General from 1975 to 1977, General Counsel for the Department of Navy from 1977 to 1979, Special Assistant to both Secretary and Deputy Secretary of Defense in 1979, General Counsel for the United States Department of Defense from 1980 to 81, Secretary of the Army, and second African American to serve in that position from 1993 to 1998, and Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs from 1998 to 2000. And whereas, in addition to his public service, Togo practiced law in the private sector for many years, including with the law firm of Covington and Burling LLP in Washington, D.C., and Patterson, Belknap, Webb, and Taylor in New York, of which he was managing partner of the firm's Washington, D.C. office for 9 years. He also served as senior vice president of the Northrop Corporation, and whereas Togo served in various capacities with many boards and organizations, including the chair of the Senior Council for Greater Washington Board of Trade, Board of Trustees of the Washington Hospital Center, District of Columbia Board of Elections and Ethics, District of Columbia Law Revision Commission, Blue Ribbon District of Columbia Committee on Public Education, and TLI Leadership Group, a Senior Vice President for Government Relations and Northrop Corporation, and as President and Chief Executive Officer of the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. He also served on the Board of Directors of Krispy Kreme Donut Corporation, Bristol-Myers Squibb, Fuel Cell Energy Incorporated, and MedStar Health. And whereas Togo served as Chair of the National Capital Area Council for Boy Scouts of America, Kennedy Center Community and Friends Board Advisory Committee to George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate, and Trustees Council of the YMCA of Metropolitan Washington, and as a member of the National Executive Committee of the Boy Scouts of America and the Board of Trustees of the North Carolina School of the Arts. And whereas Togo also served as professional in many worthwhile roles, including Vice Chair of the Legal Ethics Committee of the District of Columbia Bar, Chair of the Litigation Screening Committee of National Capital Area Affiliate of North of American Civil Liberties Union, and as member of the Executive Committee of Washington Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Law, and whereas Togo was a faithful member of St. John's Church in Washington, D.C., serving as a member of the vestry and senior warden, and served as chair of the search committee for the ninth dean of the Washington National Cathedral, and whereas Togo was named a Distinguished Eagle Scout, received the Boy Scout Silver Buffalo Award and the Silver Beavers Award for his work with youth, awarding honorary Doctor of Law degree from Gannon University and Winston-Salem State University, designated a Hendrick Fellow by the United States Coast Guard Academy, given an Alumni Achievement Award with Distinguished Postgraduate Achievement in the Field of Law and Public Policy from Howard University, and bestowed many other honors too numerous to mention. And whereas Togo died on March 18th, 2018, leaving to cherish in honor of his memory his wife of 51 years, Gail Berry West, two daughters, Tiffany West Smink and Hillary Carter West, and two grandchildren, Jackson West Smink and Natalie Berry Smink. Now, therefore, Togo West, Jr., a native son of North Carolina, who was brought great pride to this state, deserved to be commended in distinguished career as a lawyer, public servant, and member of the U.S. military. He should also be recognized for the many accomplishments and honors, with devotion to his family and countless others. In witness whereof, do understand and certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the Journal on the 15th day of June, 2021, submitted by Representative Evelyn Terry, James White, House Principal Clerk. A representative statement honoring the life and memory of Maddie Jones, whereas Maddie Bernice Burnham Jordan Jones, affectionately called Sister Maddie, was born on February 23, 1926 in Wilson, North Carolina, and whereas Maddie was devoted to civic, political, and community service in Wilson County. She organized community council with the Wilson County Sheriff and Wilson Police Departments, served as president chair of the Democratic Party, and was a lifetime member of the NAACP and received numerous service awards, including a Star Award for Democratic Women of Wilson County. And whereas Maddie was a faithful member of her church and served on several ministries in service to her congregation and her community. And whereas Maddie passed away on June 6, 2021, leaving to cherish her memory to sons, close extended family, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and a great many friends and neighbors who will continue to remember her fondly. And whereas the Wilson community will miss Maddie's presence and leadership for years to come, now therefore Maddie Jones deserves to be recognized and honored for her many contributions to Wilson County. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the Journal on the 15th day of June, 2021, submitted by Representative Linda Cooper Suggs, James White, House Principal Clerk.